fine brothers who worked on the sound system during the break.
非常感谢弟兄们在休息的时候还要为着音响系统来辛苦的工作。
The Spirit can work in spite of our sound systems, can't He?
我们的圣灵无论音响系统怎么样还是能够做工的。
But it sure helps when the sound is right.
当然能够把音响搞好对我们有帮助。
Well, in this last session, I want to speak on the theme, A Gospel-Free Life Explained.
在最后这一堂我想讲这个主题福音自由生活的阐述。
Our text this afternoon is Galatians chapter 5, verses 26, all the way through the 6th chapter.
我们今天下午的经文是加拉太书从第五章第二十六节一直到第六章全部讲完。
Such that because the text is so lengthy, we won't read it here at the beginning, but we'll read it as we go through the message.
因为比较长，所以我们不把它读一遍。但当我们讲到某一段的时候，我们会把它读出来。
Now, what does the Spirit-led life look like?
那么一个圣灵所带领的生活应当看起来是怎样的呢？
Another way to ask it, what does a gospel-free life look like?
换句话说，就是一个福音自由的生活应当是怎么样的呢？
Because gospel liberty is spiritual liberty.
因为福音的自由也就是圣灵所给的自由。
For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
So from the last verse of chapter 5 all the way through the conclusion of chapter 6.
所以从第五章的最后一节到第六章结束。
Paul wants to show the Galatians what it meant to be Spirit-led.
使徒保罗希望加拉太人能够明白什么是圣灵引导。
And he does so in a very practical way.
他用一个非常实用的一个方式来解释。
It's not a spectacular or sensational way.
他不是用那种非常带有感情色彩的方式。
In fact, it reads very ordinary.
事实上，他读起来很平常。
Many think the last chapter of Galatians, is this a collection of random proverbs?
有些人认为加拉太书第六章就像很多箴言被随机的结合在一起。
And no doubt there are some random proverbs sprinkled through this chapter.
毫无疑问，这章里却有不少随机的箴言在里面。
Proverbs are short, wise statements about general principles of life.
箴言就是指着一些短而精悍的话，是关于生活的一般原则。
For example, Galatians 6:3 is a proverb.
比如加拉太书第六章第三节就是一个箴言。
If anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
Galatians 6:7 is a proverb.
加拉太书第六章第七节也是一个箴言。
Do not be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever man sows, that will he also reap.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
But chapter 6.is not throwing together some random thoughts from the apostle.
但是加拉太书第六章并不是把使徒保罗许多随意的想法堆在一起的一章经文。
You kind of get the feeling that Paul doesn't know how to end this book.
你似乎有这么一个感觉，使徒保罗不知道该怎么结束这封书信了。
I mean, we have studied 5 deep chapters, have we not?
我们已经学习了五章非常深的经文。
We've been challenged both intellectually and spiritually.
我们无论是从学术上，无论从灵命上，我们都深入地感到这是非常深的五章经文。
Many have told me that these messages have kept you up late at night, thinking and being stirred by them.
很多人说这些信息叫他们深夜不眠。老在那里想他。
It almost seems chapter 6 is anticlimactic. not keeping with the powerful doctrines of the first five chapters.
看上去第六章有点虎头蛇尾, 没有保持前面五章那样强有力的教义。
We've had dynamite in chapters 1 through 5.
我们从第一章到第五章里面都是炸药。
Chapter 6 seems like a firecracker.
而第六章就好像一个烟火一样,力气不大。
But that's not the case, really.
但事实上并非如此。
Paul is continuing to show how the gospel of liberty works.
保罗在这里是继续让我们看见福音自由是怎样工作的。
Specifically, how it works in the church for the benefit of all.
特别是为我们所有人的益处, 他如何在教会当中工作。
He will also make a last appeal and warning to those who are thinking about abandoning the gospel of grace.
他也在这里再一次警告那些想放弃恩典福音的人。
He begins in verse 26.
他从第五章第26节开始。
Scholars believe that verse 26 ought to have been the first verse of chapter 6.
很多神学家都认为第五章第26节应该是第六章的第一节。
Besides leading to eternal destruction, living by the law has two other sad results.
因为靠着遵守律法，除了领你进入一个永恒的毁灭。 还有两个悲伤的结果。
The results are based upon pride and self-seeking.
结果是建立在骄傲和自我追求的基础上。
Paul has already established the fact.
使徒保罗已经建立这么一个事实。
That the law leads to a preoccupation with self.
律法就会带你进入自我专注。
We call that pride.
我们把它叫做骄傲。
Let's read verse 26.
我们再读加泰书5章第26节。
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
不要贪图虚名,彼此惹气,互相嫉妒。
The law always appeals to human pride.
律法总是对于人类的自豪感非常有吸引力。
Let us not be conceited, he said.
他说不要被他所欺骗。The
word conceited comes from a Greek word that means empty glory.
虚名,这个词从一个希腊词来的意思就是虚浮的荣耀。It's
the attitude of a person who thinks he has the right to praise.
那就是一个人的态度认为他有这么一个权利,能够得到人家的称赞。He
deserves people's applause.
他值得
But this word also means he doesn't deserve praise or applause.
但是同时，这个字又可以表示他并不值得被人称赞。
The person glories in themselves, but the glory is useless.
一个人荣耀自己，但这个荣耀是一无所用的。
It's not real glory.
不是真正的荣耀。
This is a person who's looking for praise and glory because they need other people's approval.
这个人希望能够得到荣耀,因为他需要别人对他的认可。
This was the kind of people the Pharisees were.
法利赛人就是这样的人。
This is what motivated much of their religious service.
这就是为什么他有这么多的宗教方面的礼仪。
Jesus said they loved the praise of men, and that's why they did what they did.
主耶稣说他们看重人对他们的称赞，这就是为什么他们这么做。Now
Paul tells us here in verse 26.
在这里，使徒保罗在加拉太书第五章第26节告诉我们。That
this pride working through the law manifests itself in two ways.
这种骄傲是通过律法体现在两方面。First,
the law leads to a boastful reliance on self.
第一,律法导致一种自夸的对自我依赖。Notice
the second clause there in verse 26.
请大家注意,加勒泰书第五章第26节里面的第二小段。Let
us not become conceited, provoking one another.
不要贪图虚名,彼此惹气。This
word provoke means to challenge in a superior manner.
惹气。 这个词意思就是向别人挑战,
It's to think you're better than someone, and therefore you pick on them. You intimidate them by acting superior. The best example of this in the Bible is Goliath.
圣经当中一个典型例子就是哥利亚。
Remember Goliath?
记得哥利亚吗?
40 days he provoked the children of Israel.
在40天当中,他天天出来跟以色列人挑战。
And his challenge was so frightening that he intimidated even King Saul.
他的挑战是这么样的厉害可怕,以至于扫罗王都害怕了。
So here, the law appeals to a type of personality.
所以在这里,律法吸引人的个性。
A person who wants recognition and approval.
一个人要别人称赞,认可他。
But Paul says this pride working through the law manifests itself in another way.
但使徒保罗又告诉我们,这个通过律法工作的骄傲还有另外一个方式。
It leads to a paralyzing inferiority of self.
这会导致你麻痹在你的自卑中。
Again, verse 26.
再一次,在加拉太书第5章第26节。
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another. Envying one another.
不要贪图虚名,彼此惹气,互相嫉妒。
Some of us feel like we're inferior to others.
我们中间一些人觉得比别人差。
We're always comparing ourselves with someone else.
我们经常把自己跟别人进行比较。
And those whom we feel are superior to us, we envy.
对于那些看起来明显比我们好的,
We wish we had more of their gifts or personality. Paul says that too is pride.
使徒保罗解释说,这也是一种骄傲。
It's the same thing that motivated Goliath to provoke.
也是这种骄傲使得哥利亚来跟以色列人挑战。
It too wants the recognition and the approval that others can give.
他同样也是寻求别人对他的认可,别人对他的称赞。
If I could look like she looks, people would respect me too.
如果我看起来跟他的样子一样,别人也会尊重我。
If I had his education, they would honor me as well.
假如我有他这样的学历,别人对我也就另眼相看了。
We were made desiring the approval and recognition of God.
我们被造, 渴望要得到神对我们的喜欢跟肯定。
When God formed Adam out of the dust of the earth, He instilled this into Adam.
当神用尘土造亚当的时候, 他就把这个放在他的里面。
The primary motivation of Adam before the fall was God's approval.
所以在亚当没有犯罪堕落之前, 他主要的动机是寻求神对他的认可。
Why do you think Jesus always referred to the reward of a servant by these words?
你们想想,为什么主耶稣经常说仆人得到的赏赐是?
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
好。 你这又良善又忠心的仆人,
this is the epitome of all our searching.
这就是我们想要寻找得着的一个缩影。
To have our Creator say that He is pleased with us.
我们希望那个创造我们的告诉我们说,我喜欢你所做的。
And that we have been good and faithful as He.
并且我们就像钉在十字架上的那一个,是善良的。
Those two words, good and faithful, describe God, do they not?
你有没有发觉,原来忠心,良善是指着神的性格。
What approval it is.
这是怎么样的一个赞同?
For God to give you the titles of good and faithful.
因为神给你一个忠心,良善的称号。
Describe you as He would describe Himself.
他在讲到你的时候, 就好像他讲自己是这样的。
But because we are disconnected from God,
但因为我们与神分离,
we seek to fulfill this desire for God's approval with the approval and adulation of others. Paul knows this about human nature. And throughout these five chapters, he has touched on this again and again.
所以贯穿这五章, 他一再讲到这一点,
this is why the law so appeals to our flesh.
也就是为什么律法对我们的肉体有这么大的吸引力。
Just give me some rules that I can fulfill, then I know I'm accepted.
只要把一些规矩给我, 如果我能遵守, 我就知道我会被接受了。
We view every relationship by this measure.
我们用这个标准来看其他所有的宗教。
Will this satisfy my need for approval?
这个能不能满足我被认可的需要?
Or will it frustrate it and make me feel less approved?
或者它呢, 会使得我非常沮丧, 因为我不那么被认可。
Will I be conceited and lifted up in pride, in vain glory?
或者我被欺骗, 我会自高自大在虚浮的荣耀里吗?
Or will my pride be manifested in a suppression of inferiority?
或者我的骄傲体现在抑制我的自卑上?
Will this person make me feel more or less significant?
这个人会让我变得更重要, 还是更不重要?
Now please listen. Before you were saved,
请大家注意, 当你得救以前,
you judged every relationship by this question.
你对于所有的关系都用这个问题来判断,
will this relationship benefit fit me or will it cost me?
这一个关系是使我得着好处或者他要叫我付出代价。
We just learned in the past hour.
我们在刚才度过的一个小时里, 我们学到一些,
that although we are saved, we still have self to deal with.
我们知道,虽然我们已经得救,但我们还要对付自己。
And we still have a tendency to judge every relationship by the same standard.
我们还是有这么一个倾向,用这个标准来对所有的关系进行判断。
Paul has said for five chapters,
使徒保罗已经在前面五章圣经讲了,
it's only the power of the gospel that can set you free,
只有神福音的能力能够叫你得着自由,
from using other people,
而不去利用其他的人。
How?
怎么样?
Here's how.
这里是怎么样做到的?
The gospel affirms you as an object of worth.
福音已经肯定说你是有价值的。
Now be careful.
不过小心。
The object of your worth is not based upon your merit.
你有价值并不是因为你做了什么好事。
There are teachers out there that tell you you are somebody.
有些教师会跟你讲你是不简单的。
And as somebody you have potential.
而且你是有潜质的。
And they appeal to your selfish tendency of pride.
他们在吸引你的自私的倾向骄傲。
That's not the gospel appeal.
那不是福音的吸引。
God looks on you as an object of worth and delight.
神看待你作为一个有价值得他喜悦的这么一个对象。
Not because you are valuable or worthy.
并非你有价值或者是配得的。
He looks upon you with delight because one reason.
他怎么会喜欢你? 只有一个理由。
He's just that gracious.
他就是这样的有恩典。
He chooses to see you that way.
他选择这样看你。
Through your faith in Jesus Christ.
通过你对于主耶稣的信息,
because he delights in the Son more than anything else.
因为神喜爱他的儿子, 比爱任何东西都爱得更深,
and you have been made one with Jesus.
并且你与主耶稣结合为一体,
that means he delights in you.
这就表示他喜悦你。
Now this is huge.
这是一件很大的事。
At least it is for me.
至少对于我来说, 这是一件巨大不得了的事。
For years after I was saved, I knew God loved me.
从我得救以来这么多年, 我就知道神爱我。
Wasn't so sure he liked me.
不确定是不是他喜欢我,
but I've come to understand in my position in Jesus Christ, He even likes me.
他甚至于都喜欢我了,
you know how I know that?
你知道我怎么知道的呢?
You can love somebody but not like them, right?
你会发觉你可以爱某个人, 但你不喜欢他, 对吗?
And if you don't like them, you don't like spending time with them.
假如你不喜欢他, 你就不大喜欢跟他在一起。
My God enjoys spending time with me.
但是我的神喜欢跟我花时间在一起。
He longs for my fellowship.
他很希望得到我跟他的团契。
Not because he needs it.
并不是神需要。
But because he's gracious.
但是因为他是有恩典。
We have been approved by God in the person of Jesus Christ.
因为在主耶稣基督里面, 我们已经被神所认可。
Why will you not believe that?
为什么你不相信这一点呢?
Why are you continually striving, trying to get God to like you?
为什么你还在那里苦苦地挣扎靠努力让神喜欢你呢?
To approve of you.
为什么希望得到他的认可呢?
When he already does in the person of his son.
他已经通过他的儿子做了这一切。
I'll tell you why you're not happy with that.
我告诉你为什么你在这件事上不是太开心。
You want him to be pleased with you because of you yourself.
因为你一直希望他喜欢你。 是因为你自己,
You're not satisfied in being a sinner saved by grace.
你并不满意, 你是一个因着恩典而得救的罪人。
You want God to praise you for your own achievement.
你想因着自己的成就和敬虔得到神的称赞。
But when you believe the gospel,
但是当你相信福音的时候,
that without him you can do nothing.
没有耶稣的话, 你什么都做不了。 因为你什么都不是,
then you're free to receive his loving grace.
这个时候你就能自由地得到神所给你的恩典。
What did Jesus say about the disciples in Luke 11?
在路加福音第11章里面, 他怎么讲到关于他的门徒呢?
These were the men who left everything to follow him.
那些人就是撇下了一切来跟随他的。
And he says to them, You being evil know how to give good gifts to your children.
耶稣跟他们说, 你们虽然不好, 还知道怎么样把好东西给你们的儿女。
Jesus acknowledged those 12 men following him were evil.
主耶稣跟随他的12个人说, 你们不好啊。
That's all we are apart from him.
事实上, 离开他, 我们都是这样的嘛。
But in Christ Jesus,
但是在主耶稣里面,
we've been declared righteous.
我们被称义了。
You're an object of worth in Christ.
因着主耶稣, 我们成为一个有价值的东西。
Beloved, there's no value to worm theology. A theology that says, woe is me, I'm a terrible sinner.
亲爱的, 自表谦卑的虫子神学说, 没有价值。 虫子神学的说法说我有祸了,因为我是一个可怕的罪人。This
theology takes pride in that you are a sinner.
这种神学是以我是个罪人为骄傲。Yes,
we are sinners.
确实不错,我们是罪人。But
we're also saints, beloved of God.
但我们也是圣徒,被神所爱。
Because God approves of you through Christ, you're now free to love people for their own sake.
因着主耶稣神认可了你们, 你们现在可以为了他们的缘故爱别人。
Paul demonstrates this in verses 1 through 5 of chapter 6.
在加拉太书第6章的第1节到第5节, 他解释了这一段。
He shows us that we are now free to help people who are hurting and will cost us something.
他向我们展示,我们现在可以自由地去爱这些受伤的人, 并且我们会付出一些代价去爱他们。Look
at verse 1.
我们看加拉太书第6章第1节。Brethren,
if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Here's somebody in the church
教会里有人
who has stepped into the snare of the evil one, the trap.
步入了邪恶的网罗,
and a weakness has been exposed in their life.
他生命当中的一些缺点被大家看到了。
He says, you who are spiritual.
他说, 你们作为属灵的人,
that doesn't mean just the pastors.
当然并不是说就是牧者。
He's going back to chapter 5.
他回到加拉太书第五章,
you who are walking by the Spirit.
你们靠圣灵行事的人,
you restore him.
你们就应该挽回他过来。
You invest your time and energy in helping this brother.
你应该要花时间,花精力帮助这个弟兄。
And do it remembering that you too are weak.
要记得你自己也是软弱的。
And then he says in verse 2, bear one another's burdens.
他在加拉太书第六章第二节说, 你们个人的重担要互相担当。
This word burden means a load that causes one to collapse under.
这个重担就是表示当这个担子压上来的时候, 甚至你会被它压倒的意思。
Too heavy for them to carry.
对于他来说, 已经重到不能支持了。
If you have been set free from the gospel,
假如你已经因着福音的缘故自由了,
that you don't judge relationships based upon benefit and cost,
你就不会根据利益和代价来判断彼此的关系。
And you can come alongside the brother or sister and help them bear their burden.
你可以到一个弟兄或者姐妹的旁边, 帮助他互相担重担。
But if you continue to judge relationships by cost and benefit,
假如你还是继续在彼此的关系上考虑得失的时候,
you will say about the burdened brother, too much cost involved.
你会对那个有重担的弟兄说, 代价太大了, 我没有这个时间花在这上面。
He's going to draw too much from me.
他可能对我来说要花太多的精力在上面。
And Paul says in verse 3, to that kind of person,
在加拉太书第六章第三节, 使徒保罗对那样的人说,
for if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself.
人若无有, 自己还以为有, 就是自欺了。
Don't think you're too good to help.
你不要以为你自己太好, 就不帮忙了。
Fill the law of Christ.
你要完成基督的律法。
What's the law of Christ?
耶稣的律法是什么呢?
That you love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱, 像我爱你们一样。
Christ,
基督,
the greatest servant of all men,
是所有人类最伟大的一个仆人,
who was humble enough to wash dirty feet of lesser men,
他能够这样的谦卑, 去洗看起来微不足道的人的肮脏的脚。
But not only will the gospel motivate me to help others,
不仅仅福音激励我去帮助别人,
He says in verses 4 and 5 that it will motivate me to not be a burden to others.
他在加拉太书第六章第四节第五节里面说, 他也激励我不要成为别人的重担。
The word load here in verses 4 and 5,
这个重担在加拉太书第六章第四节第五节里面,
means something that you can carry.
它是表示说, 它已经重到你无法把它担起来,
like a backpack.
就好像你身上的背囊,
you have a responsibility to carry your load.
你有这个责任去担自己的担子。
Don't be an undue burden to others by not doing your share.
不要因为不担自己的担子而成为别人的重担。
Paul continues in verse 6.
保罗继续在加拉太书第六章第六节讲,
the gospel frees me to share with others who are worthy of honor.
福音让我可以与其他值得和尊重的人分享。
I can now share financially with those who teach me the word of God.
我现在可以与那些教导我神的话语的人来一起分享财物。
I can value that person and give joyfully.
我可以珍惜这个施教的人, 并且给得很开心。
Paul's not trying to get the Galatians to give more money to his ministry.
使徒保罗并不是希望说, 你们加拉太人要多给钱。
He's showing them what happens when you believe the gospel and are led by the Spirit.
他是向我们表示说, 当你相信这个福音, 并且是被圣灵所引导的时候, 你会这样做的。
You become a joyful giver.
这个时候他就变成一个非常开心的奉献者。
Are you a joyful giver?
那你是不是一个很开心的奉献者呢?
Or do you give according to the law?
还是你是照着律法所规定的奉献呢?
You give because your relationship to God is based upon rules.
或者说你奉献是因为你跟神之间的关系是建立在律法之上。
In verses 7 through 10, we have the final warning of this epistle.
从加拉太书第六章第七节到第十节, 我们有这篇书信最后的提醒。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that will he also reap.
不要自欺, 神是轻慢不得的, 人种的是什么, 收的也是什么。
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏, 顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
And let us not grow weary in weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
我们行善不可丧志, 若不灰心, 到了时候就要收成。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
所以有了机会, 就当向众人行善, 向信徒一家人更当这样。
Sowing to the flesh.
顺着肉体去撒种的。
This is all under the banner of the law of sowing and reaping.
这一切都在撒种跟收成的定律的旗帜下。
When you plant tomato seeds, you don't get a corn stalk.
你种的是番茄的种子, 你不会收玉米吧?
You do have tomatoes up here, don't you?
这里你们有番茄啊。
The law of sowing and reaping says,
撒种跟收成的这一个定律告诉我们,
But whatever you sow, that's what you reap.
你种的是什么, 你收的就是什么。
If you sow to the flesh,
假如你顺着肉体来撒种,
In other words, if you pursue human performance rather than faith in Christ,
换一句话说, 你追求人的表现, 而不是基督里的信心,
You will always be demanding from others for your sake.
那么你会因为你自己的缘故, 总是向别人提出要求。
You will expect people to serve you.
你希望别人来侍奉你。
Sin always demands from others.
罪总是对别人有要求。
You will look for people in the church to sacrifice for you.
你会希望教会里的人能够为你牺牲。
Are you a demanding church member?
你是一个很苛求的教会成员吗?
Do you expect people to honor and reverence you?
你是不是很向往人们给你荣誉,尊敬你?
Do you demand the attention of the pastor even to the point that you weary the leadership of the church?
你是不是要求牧者的关注到了一定的程度, 以至于你对教会的领导感到厌倦?
Do you demand when somebody injures you an apology?
你是不是要求伤害你的人给你道歉?
Paul says the end result will be corruption.
使徒保罗说, 假如你这么做, 那最后的结果, 你就会腐败。
Brokenness.
你就会打碎一切的关系。
And death.
甚至于是死亡。
When you try to preserve your life, you always lose.
当你要保持你的生命的时候, 你总会失去。
What Jesus said.
主耶稣怎么说?
Mark 8:35.
马可福音第8章第35节。
Whoever desires to save his life will lose it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake
但是谁要是因着主耶稣舍上生命的话,
and the Gospels,
并且是因着福音的缘故,
will save him.
他就会得着生命。
This is the law of the kingdom.
这就是天国的律法。
This is the gospel way.
这就是福音的方法。
Whoever loses their life for my sake and the gospel's sake will keep it.
凡为我和福音上吊生命的, 必救了生命。
In other words, you win by sacrifice.
换一句话说, 你能够得胜, 是因为你能做出牺牲。
That's what sowing to the Spirit is all about.
这就是顺着圣灵撒种, 就是指这个意思。
This is what's remarkable about our Jesus.
这你就看得出, 这是主耶稣的卓越之处。
Jesus came and he did not say, your life for mine.
主耶稣来的时候, 他并不是说你用你的命来代替我, 他来是这么说,
my life for yours.
是我把我的命给你。
Notice what he says in verse 9 of our text.
注意到他在加拉太书第六章第九节说,
don't grow weary while doing good.
我们行善不可丧志。
It's not easy to give yourself away.
要你把自己给出去, 并不容易。
But you will reap if you don't lose heart.
但是如果你不灰心, 你就会有收成。
Don't be like these false teachers.
不要像那些假教师那样。
They're sowing to their flesh, trying to use you, Galatians.
他们在那里顺着自己的肉体撒种, 希望利用你, 加拉太人。
Look what he says in verse 12.
看他在加拉太书第六章第十二节这么说,
as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised. Only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼, 无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
Why are they preaching circumcision?
为什么他们一直要强调教导割礼呢?
Because they do not want to preach a pure gospel, for if they do, they'll be persecuted.
因为他们不想要教导纯正的福音, 因为他们如果这样做, 他们会受到逼迫。
And in verse 13, Paul exposes their ultimate motive.
在第13节里面, 使徒保罗解释那些人最终的动机。
They want to boast in you. They're using you for their own glory.
他们要借着你们的肉体来夸口, 用你来得着他自己的荣耀, 这就是那些宗教人士所做的, 而不是真正的基督徒所做。
Paul says the Christian's only boast is one thing.
使徒保罗教导我们说, 基督徒只用一件事来夸口。
Here's what it's all about.
这就是我们所夸的一切。
Look at verse 14 and 15.
看加拉太书第六章第14节和第15节。
But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我断不以别的夸口, 只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Paul is expressing his deepest heart.
保罗把他心里面深处的这一切都讲了出来。
Here was this great religious Pharisee.
这里有一个伟大的法利赛人。
He could boast in many things.
他可以为很多的事夸口。
His education.
他的教育。
His zeal.
他的热心。
For the law of God, he even persecuted the church.
为着神的律法。 他甚至于以前对于教会都是逼迫的。
Why did he do it?
为什么他这样做?
What motivated him?
什么东西推动他这么做?
This very thing we've been discussing.
就是我们刚才所讨论到的。
The pride of the flesh.
就是肉体的骄傲。
And then Jesus revealed himself to him on the road to Damascus.
但是当主耶稣在他去大马士革的路上向他显现的时候,
in a flash of a moment, Paul realized his own ugliness.
在一个大光之中, 使徒保罗看见了自己的丑陋。
He saw the empty glory of it all.
他看见了所有虚空的荣耀。
He saw that he was nothing in comparison to the glory of this Christ.
他看见自己与主耶稣的荣耀完全不能相比。
One moment a hater of Christ, the next moment crying out.
前面一段时候他恨基督, 下一刻他在那里呼求主, 我应当做什么, 什么事发生了?
In that moment, he understood something profound that some of us are still struggling with today.
他在这个时候发觉了一件很奥秘的事, 这件事很多人直到今天还在那里搞不清楚。
The only glory that means anything is the death of Jesus Christ.
如果有任何事可以值得称为是荣耀的, 那就是在十字架上基督的死。
His life meant nothing in comparison to the one who bled for him.
他的生命对于那个光照他的人来相比, 他是一文不值。
And from that moment on, his only boast was,
所以从那时候开始, 使徒保罗唯一的夸口,
Jesus Christ and him crucified.
就是主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Why?
为什么?
Not only because it's the only way of salvation,
并不是仅仅因为这是救恩的唯一途径,
but of the holy, almighty, infinite God could die for us.
还是关于一个圣洁、全能、无限的神能为我们而死。
If God could divest His glory for wicked men like you and me,
如果神可以放弃荣耀为着你, 跟我这样的恶人死,
then surely I can divest my life of seeking glory for myself. I can empty myself, cease to seek glory for myself.
我当然可以放弃我寻求自己荣耀的生活。
I might live to the glory of this one who died for me.
我也许可以为着这一个为我而死的荣耀的主而活。
He said, by this cross,
他说因着这个十字架,
the world has died to me.
他说因这十字架, 世界已经钉在十字架上。
What I was once pursuing, the glory of this world,
我以前在追求这个世界的荣耀,
the recognition and approval of the world,
世界给我的这一切认可或者荣耀,
all that is dead to me now.
现在都是死的了。
And as far as the world is concerned, I'm like a dead man.
而且对于世界而言, 我已经死了。
I make no sense to this world.
我对这个世界毫无意义。
And neither should you.
你们也应该这样。
Is this your heart?
这是不是你心中所想的?
Does the world have no attraction to you any longer?
对于你来说, 这个世界已不存在任何的吸引力了吗?
Do you still crave the attention of someone or others?
你是不是直到今天还是渴望某些人对你的注意?
Thirsting for their acceptance and their approval.
非常渴望能够得到某些人的接受和认可。
Then my friend, I point you to the cross.
朋友们, 我把你们指向十字架。
There at the cross, that spirit of seeking recognition can die.
当你们指向十字架的时候, 渴望认可的这种想法可以死掉了。
And God can set you free to seek the approval of only one.
神就可以把我们释放, 让我们永远只是寻求他的认可。
And you'll be free to live for one applause.
你们就可以很自由地活着, 只为着一个称赞。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
好, 你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
And so he says in conclusion,
所以, 他在结论中说,
Verse 16,
加拉太书第六章第十六节,
And as many as walk according to this rule,
凡照此理而行的,
Peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God.
愿平安怜悯加给他们, 和神的以色列民。
From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
从今以后, 人都不要搅扰我。 因为我身上带着耶稣的印记,
Brethren,
弟兄们,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
愿我主耶稣基督的恩,
be with your spirit.
藏在你们心里。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for these 3 days.
天上的主, 为着这三天, 感谢你。
Thank you for giving me the grace to be able to be here.
感谢你赐给我这恩典, 能够来到这里。
Father, you've blessed me so greatly here.
父神，你对我的祝福在这里是这样的大。
I pray your blessings on all here today.
求你把这个赐福给今天在这里所有的人。
I want to thank you for my brother Enoch who's labored with me these days.
我也感谢以诺弟兄，他在这里与我共同劳力。
And for brother Lay yesterday, thank you for these men.
也为着昨天那个杨弟兄，他昨天也一起劳苦。
They have practiced what this epistle teaches, sacrifice for others.
他们在这里一同实践这封书信里面教导的，为其他人舍己。
I pray for Pastor Patrick and all those who serve to help him.
我也为着严中海弟兄以及其他在这里一同参与工作的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Strengthen these men in your might and power.
用你的全能大力加添他们的力量。
Help them to trust you that you will give them all they need to shepherd the flock of God.
帮助他们信靠你，相信你能够，你赐给一切他们所需用的来牧养神的羊。
Bless the sheep of this church.
祝福这个教会，你的羊群。
Holy Spirit, work the gospel liberty in their hearts.
圣灵，你在他们心里做福音自由的工作。
Where there is still bondage, set those captives free.
如果还有人被捆绑，释放他们。
Lord, I pray that you would help them to cast aside every weight that hinders them.
主，我祷求你帮助他们去掉一切阻碍他们的重担。
You help them to know what it means that they are crucified with Christ, nevertheless they live.
求主帮助他们认识到什么事，他们虽然活着，已经与基督同钉十字架。
Your grace and peace be upon them, I pray in Jesus' name.
愿你的平安恩典与他们同在，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.